This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
In most English literature, the climax of a story comes near the end. But in Hebrew literature, which is what the Old Testament is, the main point often comes in the middle. And that middle point of Leviticus is known as the Day of Atonement. And since Leviticus is the middle book of the Torah, this chapter is kind of like the middle of the middle. The Day of Atonement is so important because that is the day a human got to go into God's presence within the Holy of Holies. This is the center of the tabernacle behind the innermost veil where God's presence actually was. And there are two main sacrifices made on this day. The first is a bull for the priest's sins and the cleansing of the tabernacle. Its blood is brought into the Holy of Holies behind the veil and is put on the mercy seat, which is like God's kingly footstool. The second sacrifice involves two goats. One goat is a sin offering for all the people. Its blood is to be brought into the Holy of Holies to cleanse it on behalf of all the people's sins. But the second goat was brought in front of the tent, where the high priest would lay his hands on it and confess all the sins of the people. The goat was then taken outside the city and released into the wilderness, never to return. The picture is a powerful one for the people of Israel. Their sin has literally been taken away from them. As Christians, we have an even better Day of Atonement because Jesus is our new high priest. What the high priest had to do every year, Jesus was able to do once and for all. Now we only need one Day of Atonement, which was the day Jesus died on the cross. The Day of Atonement brought one priest behind the curtain once a year. But after Jesus died on the cross, that curtain in the temple was torn in two. Jesus' sacrifice gives eternal access to all who believe. Israel had to be constantly reminded of their never-ending problem of sin by this and other ongoing rituals. But because Jesus has offered the last and final sacrifice, we can be sure that our sin has been dealt with permanently. That is why we no longer have to practice any sacrifices. It is finished. So why is this in the middle of Leviticus and in the middle of the Torah? Well, it's because one of the Bible's main points is God's desire to live with his people. And the Day of Atonement shows us how he makes this possible. It's through atonement. And it also tells us this, that in Jesus, the cross now sits at the center of absolutely everything in the world. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would show you the God who makes a way to dwell with us and forgive us, and that he does this finally and fully through Jesus dying for us on the cross, our once and for all Day of Atonement.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.